She does not want to see it, but she wants to touch it. Okay, so here it is.
Wait, wait, not directly, right?
No, you have to touch them.
No, on the cover. No. On the cover.
Somebody get her.
You want them in my pants?
Okay. Like outside.
All right, wait a minute.
Somebody get her like a cocktail napkin
right here. Oh. No, put them in this. Put them in the shorts.
This one.
This one.
Oh. Oh. Very soft. Oh my God. It's very nice and soft.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So is your hand.
Oh my God.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh my God.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is Big Fatty. Did you forget who you are? It is the fat one. And this is episode 2887 of the BFO for Thirsty, the 21st of February. 2019, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I'm having medical emergency people standing by. Hello, Big Fatty, are you okay? Y'all, I just had a little brain. Big Fatty, farting from your brain is not where you usually do it, I know. And, I don't know what happened there. Big Fatty, I think it's you being at the home so much. It's beginning to rub off. They may be checking you in before it's all over with. Well, I guess I'll have to find me where my special table will be. Big Fatty, and then sit in your special chair at the special table. Big Fatty, you'll be the talk of the town.
Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 21st. Of February. So y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, one does not listen to the BFO exit. Big Fatty, you know Big Ricky will make him listen today. Well, that's probably true. The Ginger Bears, better half, his husband, Tony, formerly known as the Provider, is celebrating what does he celebrate? Big Fatty, he's celebrating his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, now I can't talk. It's true. And Big Fatty, he'll probably get some sort of hand-me-down Apple snack device from the Ginger Man for his birthday. Anyway, and y'all, the other celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all never have had the honor of meeting this person, but y'all, he's just, there's just goodness from his heart, from the interactions I have, and y'all, I think of him at least twice a day, when the clock reads 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, Big Fatty, we love 1, 2, 3, 4, and y'all, it's Michael Sage. Big Fatty, Michael Sage is just lovely. It's true, and y'all, he's the one that has brought the observance of 1, 2, 3, 4 into the mind of different ones here at Pride 48. I know Digger and Matt Burlingame, old Spanking Bee author Matt, all look for it. Y'all, in fact, there was a bid on the Price is Right recently that was 1, 2, 3, 4, and I took a picture and I posted it on the Twitter so Michael Sage could see it. Well, Big Fatty, that's lovely. So y'all, I don't know if Tony is on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, but I know the Ginger Bear is, and I know Michael Sage is on at least the Twitty. So y'all, if you see him on the Twitty, or the face space wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get 1,234 big old pieces of cake. 1,234? They better share if they get that many. The happy music always makes me happy. Hi, y'all, it's raining like blue blazes. Big Fatty, I didn't know rain was in blue blazes. Well, it is now, but y'all, over here in Atlanta, y'all, first of all, let me give you an update, on Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all still don't know anything. They evidently ran some additional tests and still haven't come up with what the problem is. So Olive was going to be kept for observation another evening, and we'll just see what happens. Y'all, it's just bizarre. So y'all keep Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive in your thoughts. But y'all, I was a couple of funny things with my mother. Y'all, I went by the assisted living, and my brother had gone by and taken my mother a hamburger for her lunch. They get together once a week for that. And y'all, they had the TV machine on, but it was the sound was cut off. And y'all, I looked up in the middle of this. Y'all, it was two men in bed together kissing on each other. And I'm going, well, what in the hell are they watching? I mean, y'all, this is tongue kissing, and they were half naked and everything. Y'all, it was the it was the days of our lives. So y'all, if I think that, you know, Big Fatty, you know, being retired and everything, y'all, my grandparents always used to watch As the World Turns and Secret Storm. Y'all, Days of Our Lives may have to just become my story, as they said.
It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Get off your keisters and call in.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is the Haunt Cub. And Haunt Cub, thank you so much for that totally original, never-been-used-before bumper. Sounds like you couldn't be bothered. It's almost as if Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee helped you with that. Maybe he was a co-conspirator, no, co-collaborator on that. Big Fatty, you think Alex Lefebvre, he couldn't be bothered to even play the music for it. But anyway, y'all, let's get to some of these so-so question month. A week from today. A week from today is the last day to submit your so-so questions. And not that there's really no hurry. If you've got something mediocre, perhaps you're sitting on the turl or something, and you wanted to just call in something. Yes, Big Fatty, please move forward.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shyetty. We're trying to come up with some so-so questions for you.
Oh,
but we can't be bothered, really.
Yes,
but,
I know.
But we'll do our best. We'll do our best.
Yes.
If you can't answer them all in one go, that's fine. It's fine to split them up.
Oh, I mean, no. We're going to just really let's get bothered. Them all over with well, at one time.
Whatever you
want to
do.
Whatever we want to do.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So I suppose I'll ask you my question first.
Bigfoot, I'm going to take a
what's
nap.
What's your favourite fish?
Oh.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
That'll have to do.
Yeah. Mm.
What's your favourite fish, Big Fatty?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Anybody else here?
Oh.
Want to?
Well, before you go to Ick's question, y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this absolutely is a so-so question, because Big Fatty does not like the fish. Big Fatty, Miss Beva is not going to be happy with you. Well, okay, Miss Beva is my favorite fish. Big Fatty, now she's really going to be pissed.
Oh, okay. Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
A question.
Crappy question.
What's your favorite type of weather?
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
What do you like best? What's your ideal day?
Oh.
You know. Whatever.
Yeah, that's a pretty so-so question, Ick. Well done.
Oh, well, you know.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Ick the alien and Ick. Thank you for jumping in on this so-so question call. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like a conference call for so-sos. It's true. let's see. I would say that my favorite kind of... Oh, by the way, this is absolutely a so-so question. My favorite kind of weather is probably camisole weather. when it's nice and cool outside, but it's like one of those days that you'd like to lay in a hammock in the sun, but there's a cool enough breeze blowing. Oh, a bee? Fatty, that breeze was blowing right out of your butthole. No, that was my mouth. Oh, okay. The breeze was blowing so that it felt good to be in that sunshine, and you probably want to have like a camisole on while you were laying there in the sunshine. I also like it when it's raining. Oh, you Big Fatty, the old gal likes it when it's raining.
Trademark. Vera Charles.
Lady Uncle John.
I can't be bothered.
Spit it out!
What's your favourite flavour of donut, I suppose?
Oh!
What's your favourite flavour of donut?
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah!
Well, at least that's about food, isn't it? Yeah, I guess so. I suppose so.
Oh, y'all, that's, of course, Yeti Uncle John in on the conference call. And this absolutely is a so-so question. Not for me, Big Fatty. My favorite donut is cake. Oh, you like a cake donut. Yes, Big Fatty. Probably mine is probably a lemon-filled or a cream filled with dark chocolate icing. Big Fatty, you're chubby.
Comedy, what about you?
Huh?
If you could go back in time to a particular point in history, where would you go to? And who would you speak to? What famous person? Well, that's not very so-so. That's a pretty good question. Oh, sorry. Okay. What size shoes do you have? Now that is a so-so question. Well done, Comedy.
Oh, I must agree with you, Shy Yeti. That first one was definitely a pretty good question, but so we will not, we'll discount that one and answer it when it's called in after February, the second one. Absolutely so-so. I just bought some new shoes, and I was wearing an 8.5, but I had to get 8s. Big Fatty, are your feet shrinking? You know what they say about big feet. Maybe something else is shrinking, too. Big Fatty, I've gotten it vulgar now.
Sorry. Martin.
Yes. What is your favorite type of smell?
Well, that's an obvious Martin question.
Martin, absolutely a so-so question. It's probably easier for me to tell you what is not my favorite type of smell, and that would be the assisted living facility. Be ready! And by assisted living facility, I mean Granny's bathroom. Be ready, we knew what you meant.
What's your favorite type of smell? Okay, thanks, Martin. Who else is there? Is there anybody else?
Oh!
Darling, it's me. Bettina, I'm here too.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, Bettina. What's your so-so question?
Oh, darling, what is, what is your favourite year? What year did you have a really good year, a fantastic year that you always look back to?
Oh.
Okay. Thanks, Bettina.
Big Fatty, I always thought Bettina was that kind of greenish stuff that you see on weathered brass lamps and things. Anyway. Bettina, thank you so much for quite a so-so question. In fact, it's so-so-so, I don't even remember what it was. It was my favorite year or something like that. Hopefully 2020 will be my favorite year.
I guess that's a so-so question. That's sort of borderline.
Oh, sorry, darling. 1 million kisses. 1 million one kisses.
That's fine. It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, it was whatever. Mm-hmm.
I think the last person we have is Damius.
Oh, the last one.
Oh, hello. Yes, me is Damius. Me, Damius Twinklehorn. What's your favourite? What's your favourite bad movie?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I suppose that's a so-so question.
Oh, well, you know, Big Fatty does not go to the picture show much, but I can tell you one thing. I can tell you what is not my favorite bad movie. In fact, it's probably one of my favorite movies. Here's a little clue.
All right. Well, Big Fatty, I hope you can use some of those so-so questions. Most of them were pretty so-so, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway,
yes.
Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Goodbye, Big Fatty. Goodbye.
Nobody
bye.
Else can be bothered to say goodbye or wave.
Bye.
It's just kind of so-so, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I promise my next message will be less so-so.
Oh,
good.
Oh.
That is a relief.
Oh, yes. A relief
bye
like
now.
Granny's colon releasing. Big Fatty, that is vulgar.
G'day, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your Aussie battler, on this sweltering hot Sunday morning. And I'm just gazing out my rumpus room windows at Hot Dad across the street here in Greyhound Acres. He's been up early this morning out at the hardware shop at Bunnings buying something or other. Anyway, he's very dreamy. But listen, I'm calling for a so-so question. Cue the competition music.
Oh, we've already done that, Scotty. Just ask the question.
My question is it appropriate for people that live in South Dakota to send text messages at 4 a.m. to people in Australia? Thank you. Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And, Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from the future. Now, Scotty, this question borders on so-so and excellent. What I need a clarification on. You Big Fatty like Aunt Clara? No, a clarification is it 4:30 a.m. in the morning your time, or is it 4:30 a.m. in the morning South Dakota time? Because if it's 4:30 a.m. in the morning your time, it's perfectly fine to. Oh, Nick, I see. It's perfectly fine to do that because the bacon's already up and cooking, but if it's 4:30 a.m. in the morning South Dakota time, there's just something wrong there. Big Fatty, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. That's back from the Nolan Show. And, Adam, just out of curiosity, what do you think people think about Big Fatty's So-So Question Month?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is probably the best description ever. Thanks.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.